This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I saw, Super Don, that Captain Morgan put in the headline for the Robert Scott Bell show notes today, Hot Teachers Help. I find it funny because when we were prepping for today's show with Captain, right, we were talking about hot teachers, and she was like, stop it, boys, right? She was getting honest about this. She's like, don't talk about hot teachers. And then she ends up putting it in the headline, Hot Teachers Help.
She's a team player.
She's a team player, right? So good on you, Captain Morgan, for not censoring the boys. What are we talking about? You'll have to stay tuned. We're not to the hot teacher story just yet. Just you wait. Oh, man, am I glad I get my Echo water again when I'm back home here and just chug along it on the molecular hydrogen, which is so great. So hydrating on the breaks. We had lots of quinoa for dinner.
Quinoa.
When you read it, quinoa. I think it was salty. I'm really thirsty.
I haven't gotten into the quinoa thing yet.
You haven't? Oh, man, they're great with crawfish.
I've had it before.
Crawdads and quinoa. Come on.
Quinoa. I don't know. I haven't incorporated that into my lifestyle at this point. But.
Right. Any other Gene Wilder stories you can remember or clips from films? There's so many.
And, it's like I pulled that one from Young Frankenstein. But, there are so many you could pull from Young Frankenstein. Just absolute classic, hilarious moments from that show. I know one of the ones you have brought up over the years that is so funny is as you're watching it and you got Igor, right?
Yep.
And he's got the hump on his back. And it's like they go from scene to scene, and then you see Igor again, and the hump used to be on the right, and now it's move over to the left, and it just keeps moving around.
What hump?
Right? I know that's one of your favorites.
It's one of my favorites. Wilder's character, wasn't that hump on the other? And he's, never mind.
Never mind.
It was just the interplay between him and Marty Feldman was, again, classic. There was the scene early on in the movie in the classroom where, is talking about him being Dr. Frankenstein. He insists it's Frankenstein. Are you going to conduct the experiments like your great grandfather or whatever it was? And at one point he got so mad he stuck the little razor knife, the scalpel, into his leg and continued talking. You just got to see him to believe how well he did that. So
and he acted so well, it was so believable. He was really a great actor. But the one other one I'm going to throw, then we'll move on.
Sure.
Is the scene where he's going to go into the cell where the Frankenstein monster is, and he's telling him, he says, "No matter what I say, do not open that door." Yeah. And then he goes inside, and the Frankenstein goes, "Roar!" He goes, "Let me out! Open the door! I was just joking."
Yeah, the inimitable that Gene Wilder could do it. Just classic. Yeah. So we miss you, Gene, but glad you graced us with your presence and made us laugh, and still today can make us laugh. Which is, something that we love to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, despite having to cover some, very serious stories and issues. Like the last hour with Christina Hildebrand about the vaccine injury is real. That is so, so serious. And you can't find a lot of humor in it, but we've got to find humor everywhere we can in life, or else it's just intolerable. But thank you once again, Christina. Go to vaccineinjuryisreal.com. Tell your friends about it. Share it. Learn about it. Now, more parents than ever believe that vaccines are unnecessary. That's good news in my book. That is happy news. That's actually celebratory. But according to CBS News, it's cause for alarm. And as these pediatricians are encountering more parents who refuse to have their children vaccinated, by the way, it's probably a lot. You know, I don't know what to make of this, actually, Superdon, because every time you hear about vaccine compliance, you hear upwards of 94, 95, 96, 97% right out there in the world, even in California, where they didn't even need to pass this law because most everybody was getting vaccinated anyway. They thought, okay, we'll stop this from happening. And all they've done is to cause more attention to be paid to why are these parents not wanting to vaccinate?
Right.
And this article, by the headline and everything it says, is trying to convince you that the parents don't find reason to, because why? Oh, the diseases are gone. They're not real. They're, right? The whole idea is that, well, vaccines got rid of it, so now parents don't feel it's necessary. And, of course, that's a false history lesson, too, because vaccinations weren't really responsible for the elimination, so-called, of these diseases as much as improvements in sanitation, hygiene, nutrition, etc. were. But our skeptic buddies out there will say that's a nature fallacy. That's a sanitation fallacy. That's a toilet fallacy. Your fallacies in the, yeah, their fallacies in the toilet. But they're also saying that more pediatricians are firing their patients. The percentage of pediatricians who always dismiss patients over repeated vaccine refusal is also on the increase, doubling from 6% now to 12%, according to that survey as of 3 years ago. My goal and hope is that 100% it's reached. I want to see 100% of patients are kicked out of pediatricians' offices. Of course, first 100% of those who refuse vaccination, because then you'll realize how disingenuous disingenuous the pediatricians are in terms of caring for the health of children, when all they care about are injecting toxic poisons and not giving out fully informed consent, or even ripping off the little bit from the vaccine insert they're supposed to give to the parents to make sure they have fully informed consent before consenting to the things in California they don't want you to give consent to, vaccinations. The Pediatrics, American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, urging pediatricians to exercise patience with worried parents rather than closing their doors to them, while at the same time they're urging state legislators to eliminate philosophical and religious exemption to vaccine. So on one hand, they're going, oh, no, we're patient with you, we're okay, because they know as long as they got you, they're going to work to violate the sanctity of the family and the freedom of the parents to reject medical interventions that are potentially deadly. In favor of what? Potentially getting the measles? Talk to the Brady Bunch. The measles is not a deadly disease in the vast, vast, vast majority of people who encounter it, in a world where there is adequate sanitation, nutrition, all the basics. And then they'll point out that some people die of measles. Well, because they have pre-existing deficiencies, particularly of vitamin A. That's a big one. And that's, of course, overlooked. What do you want me to say there, Super Don? Go ahead. I got a cough here.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll go ahead. An interesting tidbit here from this report from the AAP. What they're doing is they're urging pediatricians to do these four things. Number one, they're urging them to listen to the parents patiently and address concerns and correct misperceptions. And then they want them to explain that vaccines are rigorously tested for safety and effectiveness.
BS. Yeah.
And then this third point I think is interesting. They want the pediatricians to present to the parents that all vaccinations are required rather than optional.
They want them to lie. Lovely, huh?
Isn't that...
It's a scam. It's going to become more obvious as time progresses. A big lead today, folks. Vaxxed interview yesterday, Polly Tommy did, with the district attorney in San Antonio, Texas, Nico LaHood, and his wife, Davida. And this interview is stunning. In the first section of this thing, they reveal who is not vaccinating. Like, everybody's vaccinated. What are you kidding? Who, you won't believe who is not vaccinated. Give a listen to Nico LaHood, DA in San Antonio, district attorney in San Antonio with wife Davida.
I have one of my closest friends, George, he used to be, as they say, on the bench for Merck. He's a scientist, and he was in clinical development. He has four kids, and they didn't vaccinate any one of their kids.
And then Stephanie, his wife, being a nurse, and her telling me as a mother, you know, I'm a nurse, I'm not vaccinating my kids. And George, you know, telling us about his job and being involved with it and knowing what was going on, and he's like, I will never put this stuff on my kids.
He goes, you can't prove to me, as a scientist, that this is good for your child. That's what he said, and so that's okay. I'm not going to do it.
Well, what do they know? That's just a district attorney. He's just a lawyer, right? That's a prosecutor. That's what they'll say. But here he is reporting a research scientist for Merck saying, I would never put that into my children. And the wife of the Merck person, a nurse, saying, we would never put that into our children. And then this Nico LaHood goes in further. And he talks about the reason that he's speaking out. The reason that he's speaking out. This is very interesting. Give a listen.
I seek truth. I'm a prosecutor for a living. So I look for truth. I have to follow evidence wherever it leads me. I don't have a bias. So I took that same approach in looking at this issue. And when I started listening to what George was saying and our discussions and me doing my own research and then hearing about other families, like, man, that's exactly what we're going through. And I was angry for a lot of reasons. I was angry because I literally hate deception. At the core of my spirit, I hate deception. And the reason why I do is because my faith, my God hates deception. Proverbs 6:16 talks about what God hates, and he hates lies and he hates deception.
Oh, man, double dangerous. He's actually a religious man speaking out against vaccines because he hates deception. And Super Don, this is a major turning point. Another one of those major things, like when Rachel Ross, the doctor from The Doctors in the movie Vaxxed, says, now that I've read this, I can't see vaccinating my child. And in fact, she said that since she's had her child, there's nobody going near her with vaccines. And right. She was a pediatrician, too. This is big. Another layer coming unglued. The lies of the vaccine industrial complex telling you must have vaccines to survive, to thrive, to have any hope of living. It's always been a lie, folks, all the way back to Edward Jenner. Yeah, that far. And the smallpox vaccine, cowpox. We're going to continue a little bit longer with this segment because I went a little bit long, but there's more to say, there's more to reveal. Folks, be careful. When the doctor approaches your children with needles. You know what Michael Badnarik says, don't you? All right, back after this. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, just talking about the new vax interview Polly Tommy did with the district attorney of San Antonio, Nico LaHood, and his wife, Davida. And it's fascinating because you got the main prosecuting attorney for criminal behavior in San Antonio. I think this has got to have the vaccine lovers very nervous here because you got a guy that's got a lot of credibility. Now, any DA is going to be controversial. There's no question about it because you're going after a crime. And, like, I might take him to task personally if he's going to prosecute a nonviolent cannabis crime, for instance, because Texas is still not a cannabis state. But at the same time, I'm going to give him all the props in the world for stepping up and going, you know what? Nobody can stop me from speaking the truth here. I have a son that's been vaccine injured, and I know it was the vaccine. The wife is in agreement here. So they're going to say, well, what kind of nutball would listen to him? He's a lawyer. He's a district attorney. He's not a scientist. Yet he's getting confirmation from a research scientist at Merck. Not that he needed it. He saw what happened to his kid, as all of these parents have. And then you get to the point or the question what we've asked for years. Is this a malicious issue? I mean, are they intending to do this? I mean, on one level, his friend at Merck has got to be panged with guilt, I think, or on drugs, because if they knew it was dangerous and they wouldn't do it for their own children, what is he doing working there on this stuff? I mean, is your justification that I have to make a living to pay for my cars and my house? Is that good enough when you're at the pearly gates with whoever getting judged? I guess everybody's belief might be different there, but it's just a question. Or who else could be contributing to this mess? And this district attorney, Nico LaHood, has some more to say about that.
Here's what I tell people. The malicious person and the weak person give you the same result. It doesn't matter their intent at some point. The malicious person is trying to hurt you. The weak person is so weak, they'll let the malicious person hurt you and won't warn you about it. So the result is the same. You get hurt. So it doesn't matter to me whether a governmental official is so weak or they're malicious or governed by greed. And any company, either way, it doesn't matter to me because the result is the same. You can't explain that to a family.
Yeah. And that's the thing. If he's a DA, will he go after government officials? Will he go after doctors on issues of criminal behavior activity for not providing informed consent, for not providing the things? This is a question I'd love to ask him if we can get him on the air. So we're going to reach out and see if we can get Nico LaHood. I'm sure he's getting tatered by everybody in the mainstream media. Anybody who has any inkling of a reason to hate him, they're going to target people and say, hey, what do you think about Nico LaHood? Well, he prosecuted my brother and put him in jail. I hate him. Oh, wait, don't say that. Just say you hate him because of his stance on vaccines. Oh, okay. I hate him because of what he said about vaccines, right? This is the kind of thing that they're going to do. They're going to try to Wakefield him. They've never had a DA to go after before. Not that they wanted one, but now they got to figure it out. Now, Nico LaHood's got to go, you know, I've got to weigh the evidence before I'm going to prosecute because I want to be sure I can win. That's what these DAs do. I wonder if he considered the movie Vaxxed in that light.
I don't see how anybody, I'm sorry, and I'll listen and I'll debate it and I'll litigate it with somebody, how anyone can look at this movie and this documentary and go like, they've made all that up. How the hell can you say that? With the evidence you bring forward, the objective evidence, the indictment is vaccines cause autism. So let's put that on trial. And I think what you guys have done in your documentary, show number one, we have 1 in 10,000 in the 70s, 1 in 43 now. Well, now we're just witnessing it. We're learning how to diagnose it better. Really, where are the autistic kids my age, or your age, or Davi's age? They're not there.
Right. Big question. If autism is just better diagnosed today, that's why there's more of it being reported, then where are all of our peers, Super Don, in their 40s and 50s with autism?
It's a good question. I've asked that question before, and it is legitimate. It just doesn't seem to stand up.
Nope, it's because it wasn't prevalent. It wasn't happening in this way. And like I said, any good prosecutor's got to weigh out the evidence before he decides, unless he's going to, you know, just lie, cheat, and steal his way to a conviction, which happens. I know. There's corruption at the DA's office, but this man seems to be standing up on principle. And again, I'd love to interview him and ask him some questions myself. We're going to work on that behind the scenes. Anybody that knows District Attorney Nico LaHood, we'd be a good interview for him because we're supportive of him overall, absolutely, and want him to speak out. I don't think he sounds a little bit like Dr. Bittar, a little bit. I can hear that intonation in his voice where he doesn't take any crap. He's like, you know, go ahead and try to stop me. That's a good ally to have in this war. I don't like to use the term war, but in many cases, they're the ones that declared war on us with their needles. And all we want is to be left alone. And in California, the Democrats say, no, you will not be left alone. We know better. Mom and Dad, screw y'all. We're the government. We know what's right for your kids. You believe that? You got a bridge to sell you. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What are you going to do when Obamacare totally tanks? You won't be able to find it in the toilet like that guy found that telephone, even if the reception's crappy. You could find a naturopath, a traditional one. ANMA.org, they hosted me over the weekend in Las Vegas. Keynote, that was a great event. Thank you once again. And we have on Periscope, and I think, Superdon, you converted it to go up to YouTube, RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. You can watch it.
There's some other versions of it that will be better visual quality, although there was a lot of clanking because it was a luncheon. Then it kind of calms down as I get their attention. So check it out there. Also, I had a funny call today. I forgot to mention the Superdome before I get into the scientific story. Somebody called me and said, hey, a doctor told me that if I use the silver hydrosol in my nose, because I used it for 2 weeks, she was saying, that I need to put probiotics in my nose.
Hmm?
Yeah, I know. I said, I have not heard one case of
probiotics in your nose?
Right. I have not heard one case of nasal probiotics. Are there any nasal probiotic supplements? I'm not familiar with it.
I am not a scientist, yeah. But I'm pretty sure the probiotics work in the digestive system, the intestines.
Yeah, soon you know what's going to happen. They're going to be recommending snot implants or something, right? Like fecal transplants, snot transplants. It's like, come on, really? Maybe that'd be better.
Literally, is there a role for probiotics in the sinus? I don't think so.
No, they're bacteria everywhere.
I'm trying
on the skin. But I'm not familiar with which are the dominant species that are healthy. So I don't know if you just get a GI probiotic and stick it in your nose, is that appropriate? Just doesn't sound right. You get back to me when you find a nasal probiotic, you let me know. But no, as far as I know, I've never had to resort to nasal probiotics with anybody who's used silver hydrosol in their nose to eradicate an infection or inflammation there.
Okay.
All right. Now, let's go to science, because science is infallible. Science is religion. Don't mess with my dogma, right, doctor? Headline from Reason.com. Right? This is not a headline from the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's a headline from Reason. Most scientific findings are wrong or useless. Now, if we were to go to a libertarian think tank, and some of them are very reductionist in the thought form, this would be an attack on homeopathy. This happens a lot with the libertarians. But this isn't. It's actually an attack on what you might call mainstream science. And they're saying they say it's broken. This guy that wrote this, he refers to a February article called Broken Science. Listen to some of this. These include a major biotech company's finding in 2012 that only 6 out of 53 landmark published preclinical cancer studies could be replicated. All right, so you got 53 landmark, right? When they say it's a landmark study, it's a breakthrough. And, of course, this is going into cancer. And only 6 out of 53. That's just a hair over 10%. 10% in that sense of the biotech science coming out might be legitimate or replicatable. Researchers at a leading pharmaceutical company reported that they could not replicate 43 of the 67 published preclinical trial studies that the company had been relying on to develop cancer and cardiovascular treatments and diagnostics. Are you feeling good about what your doctor's giving you? In 2015, only about one-third of 100 psychological studies published in 3 leading psychology journals could be adequately replicated. Now, if you're batting 300 in Major League Baseball, you're pretty darn good. If you're batting 300 or less in scientific journal article replication, you shouldn't have even been published in the first place. Unless you had a disclaimer, we have no earthly idea if this is even replicatable. A 2015 article in the editorial in The Lancet said much of the scientific literature, perhaps half, may be simply untrue. We've reported on some of these things. The British Academy of Medical Science reported a suggested false discovery rate in some areas of biomedicine could be as high as 69%. And in an email exchange with the author of this article, the Stanford biostatistician, John Ioannidis, estimated that the non-replication rates in biomedical, observational, and preclinical studies could be as high as 90%. Now I'm coughing because I'm reading this going, maybe I've been too light on these scientific yahoos, right? Any of the skeptics want to report on this, Superdon?
Sure they would find some way to discredit it or just say the reason's now a quack somehow or something, but... You know, listen, some of these details that they cite in this article are things that we've brought up and we've covered this, but it's great how he's combined, just brought everything together in this article to point out the fact that, you know, that science is very fallible, and in a lot of cases, it's fraudulent.
Darn straight.
It's damning. I mean, really, damn this article, straight, yeah. I'm very impressed with it.
It goes further. I mean, I keep going, oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh, did you see? What? Oh, my God.
You have to keep going back and looking. Now, what website is this? Right.
Right. It's Reason.com. The author notes that 1,000 peer-reviewed and published breast cancer research studies turned out to be using a skin cancer cell line instead of a breast cancer cell line.
Whoops.
Whoops. You know, in the meantime, they're going out, hey, we got the cure for breast cancer. It's like, wait a second, that was not ever tested on breast cancer cells. Wow. I mean, I'm just looking at this. A 2016 article that found MRI imaging, brain imaging, suffered from a 70% false positive rate. Much of the nutritional dogma, this is what I love, of the alleged health dangers of salt, fats, and red meat appear to be wrong. Much of the things that said statins were good, a complete lie, fabrication. I mean, Super Don, we can retire now.
Where's
Jerry Doyle?
Right.
Jerry, on the other side. I know you're up there going, Robert, you were right again.
I told you so.
Yeah. He's laughing on the other side going, yeah, just keep listening to Robert, folks. We got a clinching paragraph. This is great. This guy is amazing. He says that science can be rescued if researchers can be directed towards solving real world problems rather than pursuing what they call the beautiful lie, right? That focuses on drugs, the miracle cure. What are we going to do to make science solvent again, right? Because it's bankrupt. It used
well,
to be.
I love, you know, you just pointed out the fact that the science needs to focus. I mean, listen, we have moments of duh. I mean, that's one of the segments that we really like to do on this show.
Yeah.
Where you've got all of this dumb, pointless research that's going on that's going nowhere. I mean, it's just ridiculous stuff that's going on here. And he points out, which I think is a legitimate point, that science should be designed to go after real-world problems, things that are tangible, that are necessary, and new technology and things. And I love how he says, the last sentence, on all these articles that we ever bring up, it seems like the best part's always at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that contemporary science isn't self-correcting, it's self-destructing. And that is so true. It is so true that it really is something that spends, if you really dig in, you take a really honest look, objective look at the science that is out there, is being touted by all of these knuckleheads out there. It's self-destructing. It's killing itself, and they don't realize it. They are contradicting themselves. They're incriminating themselves because what they're putting out there cannot stand up to real criticism.
Real scrutiny.
Yeah.
Have you destroyed a skeptic today because they're doing it to themselves?
You don't have to. You just
you really don't have to anymore. You're right. Hey, over the weekend we had a great interview. Actually, two interviews, but one was live on the air with Jim Turner, lead attorney, fighting back against SB 277. We had a caller after the program that couldn't get on, so we've got her here, and it relates to let's see what her concerns are about the case that we're pushing against SB 277, trying to overturn it.
Hello! Hi, my name is Jessica. I'm calling from California regarding the SB 277 injunction. My children are directly affected by this. Under the new law, my children are considered partially vaccinated. And I'm concerned with what I'm hearing from the injunction, from the lawyer, that essentially they're trying to get an anti-vaccination message out. I do not think that the general public is ready for that.
An anti-vaccination message out. Jessica, if you listen, there's no way that you can counteract SB 277 without having... I mean, it'd be dead in the water. There'd be nobody fighting against SB 277 if there was nobody against vaccinations involved in this. So you could say,
your attempts to have partially vaccinated children would be toast as well, because SB 277 doesn't allow that. So you might not be there where some other parents are. But my goodness, if you're concerned that that's going to tank this thing, playing nice with these legislators, playing nice with the opposition on this issue is not the way to win. And as we talked about with Jim Turner, it's a long view, and it's more than just targeting, let's say, a cessation of hostilities. They are hostily trying to attack our children, your children in California. And you got to go throw everything at it and not be concerned that not everybody is there at an anti-vaccination point of view yet. There's a lot of work to be done. But I'm sure there's more to it from you, Jessica, so let's give a listen. Hold on. I'm going to get that going right now.
One of the questions that I have is, why aren't we focusing on the autoimmune issues that are a known side effect of vaccinations? The pro-vaccine side likes to say, you don't have the right to give my child a vaccine-preventable communicable disease. What I would like to be asked of the legislature and of the court is, why does the pro-vaccine side have the right to give my child a lifelong debilitating chronic disease?
Now that's a good question. That's a good question, Jessica. Why do they have the right to push their vaccine injuries on you? And that includes autoimmunity. All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to learn about the hot for teacher thing after we do some Mediterranean diet instead of cholesterol-lowering medication.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, Hot for Teacher. I know you were waiting for that all day when we mentioned it. There is actually a factual story, another scientific story. We don't know if this falls into the 10% correct and 90% wrong, because we just found out that all science is basically bogus. But who could pass up a study that suggests students learn more from hot teachers? Or they use the term attractive, okay? Whatever. Could be used to describe any sex, right, in that regard. And they're saying maybe we should pay attention to this so that kids could do better in school. Maybe give gym memberships or perhaps maybe good quality organic food. That's what I would be saying. If you want to give them good food, that would help them to look better, because they'll feel better, they'll look better. And a new study says it. In fact, it is true that if you have a better-looking teacher, you'll do better in the class. Now, I don't know what you remember, Super Don, about your days in school. Do you long for those teachers that you're like, oh, that was a pretty teacher? Mm-hmm. I remember there were some teachers that I had one teacher we called Cheese Eyes. Do you think that was one of the prettier teachers or not?
Cheese Eyes.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound pretty. No.
No, she definitely wasn't pretty. She was a nice lady.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait. Why did you call her Cheese Eyes?
It wasn't my thing. I mean, it was just what the kids called her.
Well, I mean, what was it about her? I can't think of how she
had, like, nasty things growing off of her eyelids and around her eyes.
It's
like,
it
was not pretty.
Okay.
She's a nice lady, and I remember she might have been a substitute teacher, though, because I always made her laugh. I loved making the substitute teachers laugh, so I'd get away with stuff. But I don't know. This whole test thing, I just don't know how real it is, because it was like a 2-point margin, right, when they finished this 25-item quiz.
Well, listen, we've covered stories before, and I think there is some obviousness to the results of this.
Yeah.
But we've covered stories in the past, if you remember, where, and I think this had to do with politics, that politicians with a deeper voice
mm-hmm.
were more successful and people liked them better. So, you know, there's some human nature that's involved there.
Sure.
You know, Based on, if you're distracted by cheese-looking eyeballs, you may not be, you might not be paid attention to the material. But, you know, I think people just have a more positive reaction to somebody that's attractive.
If you've ever had a teacher that is so hot, like in a Van Halen video, you forget it. You're not concentrating on anything mental
that's
at
true,
that point.
That's true, but listen, I can remember, honestly, I'm thinking back at school, I can't remember any teachers I had that I considered, oh, wow, that's a hot teacher, okay?
Okay.
But there were teachers that were fun and funny. Yeah. And those classes were more enjoyable, and you had a tendency to learn more in those classes.
Right. I agree. I think it's not so much the looks, it's the passion the teacher has for the subject matter, how fun that they make it and interesting that they make it. And I think if they did an analysis like that, they would find that the looks are not as important in this case. But I didn't conduct the study. They didn't ask my opinion or yours. But if it comes to nice, deep voices, Super Don, you're my president.
Well, thank you very much.
Just saying. Thank you very much. By the way, there was a great Elvis impersonator.
Yes.
Elvis impersonator at the ANMA. I'm trying to find somebody who took a picture with me and the Elvis guy. That was cool.
There was an Elvis impersonator?
Yeah, he did Viva Las Vegas, and he stood around for pictures before
I
did my keynote.
The Elvis impersonator, dude.
Yeah.
The you know what? I got to add. I saw the picture.
Yes.
Of you with the cast of that Purple Rain thing.
Yes. Yes.
That's on your Facebook, right?
I hope so. I sure hope so.
If people haven't seen this, talk about hot for teacher. Holy cow.
I was surrounded by beauty. I tell you what, you got to check that out.
That's like the chick is standing right next to you. She reminds me of, like, if you ever watch one of those UFC fights, like the girl that walks up with the round.
Middle of the ring,
right?
But this one, she could dance. And stuff. Well, anyway, let's not go there. You're distracting me. I've got to talk real quick.
I'm sorry. I still haven't been able to get that out of my head.
You can post it. You have my permission to share it if you want. But last segment here, Mediterranean diet may be more helpful than statin drugs. Again, another non-drug approach that's better at dealing with abnormal cholesterol levels. Duh. And then a final segment here. Our iPads calm surgery-bound kids as well as sedatives. In other words, if you give a kid an iPad and they're distracted before a procedure, that works just as well as drugging them before you anesthetize them. How cool is that? Anyway, anytime they're up for alternative non-drug approaches, we're going to talk about it here, even if we're basically out of time. All right, Outside the Box tomorrow with Ty Bollinger. Get ready. Upcoming events in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Remember to get your CBD, RSB15, get you 15% off at CB Sciences. And folks, it's the God's honest truth. You know it. The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.